This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah. I'd like to dedicate today's class as a refuah shalema for Aaron, Ben, Orly, Sylvia, B'toch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael. Chazal tell us that Mishnah is one of the mitzvot that could bring Mashiach, so keep shtagging, we need Mashiach. I thank Chaim Lax for being a sponsor. It should be a great schutz for his family. The Children's Torah Center started over 30 years ago, and one of our main features was the Mishnah class. So today, Mishnah 754 can be found in Seder Moed, Masechet Eruvin Paragimel, Mishnah Chet. There's a big machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Is the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, like one long day, one day, a 48-hour day of one Kiddusha? Or is it really like 2 days and it's kind of like a suffix? Like, suffix, this is the main day, or suffix, that's the main day, so we keep both. And Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion it's two separate days, and the Chachamim held it's one. This is going to have a nafkamina in the laws of Truma and in the laws of Beitza Shinoda Biyomtav. Okay, so let's see some pictures. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah, and we know you're not allowed to take off Chuman Maaser on Shabbat or Yom Tov, because that's a type of fixing. You're not allowed to fix things on Shabbat or Yom Tov. So if you have Tevel, you can't eat it, nor do you have permission to be Mafish for the Kohanim or the Levim, because that's a type of fixing. So comes Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, V'odam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda continues with his belief that it's two different days, so he wants to taina matna adam al kalakala biyom tov rishon v'chla basheni. He says, well, the man can take his basket of fruits, his tavel, and he can make it tonight on the first day that I'm being mafreshit. If today's not the day, so good, I did that for Shah. Give it to the Kohen. And now it's permitted for me to eat tomorrow. And Memanavshach. This way, if by him, he holds, maybe it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. And if the next day is not Rosh Hashanah, so Memanavshach, I could eat it on the next day. That was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. V'chein, and also this machloket would surface in another case. Beitz HaShanol Dabrishon Techel Basheni. If a chicken laid an egg on the first day of Yom Tov. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second day is you'd be able to eat it. Now, ordinarily, we hold a Beis HaShanah of Yom Tov as asur to eat. The Gemara discusses, because maybe he might end up eating it on a Yom Tov that comes after a Shabbat, and it didn't have the right hachana, but that's not today's sugya. Today's sugya is, if it gives birth an egg on the first day of Yom Tov, can you eat it on the second? If Yehuda holds yes. But the Chachamim said no, it's one long day, and therefore be forbidden to eat the entire day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.